Shri Prabhupada ke, Lokanath Swami Maharaj ke, Shri Prabhupada Reunion Festival ke, Hare Nama Hare Namo, Hare Nama Eva Kevala. Kulunas devanas 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 deva katiranyasa Hare Nama eva kevala Hare Nama, Hare Namo, Hare Nama Eva Kevala. Kulunas Devanas, 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 Deva, Gatiranyasa. Hare Nama, Hare Namo, Hare Nama Eva Kevala, Kulunas Devanas, 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 Deva, Katiranyasa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna! Golok Premdan, Hari Nam Sankirtan! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, oh, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Hariya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Hariya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama Hare Gopal Govinda Ram Shrimad Siddha Hare Gopal Govinda Ram Shrimad Siddha Shri Giridhari Gopinath Madana Maha Shri Giridhari Gopinath Madana Maha Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chaitanya Yes, Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chaitanya Hey, Hare Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita Hare Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita Hare Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hare Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hare Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama Hare Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama He Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Yeah, Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Yeah, Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Yeah, Siddhu Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghuna Yeah, Siddhu Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghuna Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Yeah, Yadavai, Madavai, Kesavai, Namaha. Yeah, Yadavai, Madavai, Kesavai, Namaha. Whoa, Yadavai, Madavai, Kesavai, Namaha. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hey, whoa, hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, woo woo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare, yeah, whoa, ho, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, ho, ho, ho. Choo-choo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, woo-woo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant, 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 chant. Dance, 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 dance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Wow! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Bora! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Go, 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 go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gokula Nanda, Radha Gokula Nanda, Radhe. Jaya Radha Gokula Nanda, Radha Gokula Nanda, Sri Radhe. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. me tiger and go die, me tiger and go. Me tiger and go die, me tiger and go. Yeah, me tiger and go die, me tiger and go. Yeah, me tiger and go die, me tiger and go. Hey, Jai Satchinandan Golare, Jai Satchinandan Golare, Jai Satchinandan, Jai Satchinandan, Jai Satchinandan, Jai Satchinandan, oh, Jai Satchinandan. Jai Satchinandan, 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 Say a right, I got a rash, he wants to go back to the night. See Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda. Say a right, I got a rash, he wants to go back to the night. See Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda. Say Advaita Gadadhar Shivas.
Please don't get tired now.
See Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda. See Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adigor Bhakta Vrinda. Kirtani Yatsada Hari. Oh, see Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda. See Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Oh, 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 see Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda. See Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. See Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda. See Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. See Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda. See Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. See Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. See Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. See Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. See Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. See Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. See Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. See Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. See Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. See Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. See Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shinimitam Janatasmai Sigudave Namaha. I just have a couple of short stories because in the beginning years I just came through London briefly, like I do always now. But I was fortunate enough to come through at a time when Srila Prabhupada was present. In 1971, I came from America. Prabhupada had asked our local GPC man in America to come to France and other countries in Europe to help with the preaching. So we were fortunate enough to be on the same airplane as Srila Prabhupada coming to London. And I remember when we left the New York temple to go to the airport, there were many devotees, all the devotees from the East Coast and the West Coast, 1971, they were there at the airport, and somehow Srila Prabhupada arrived a little bit late, and we were all waiting with a big kirtan at the airport, and finally Srila Prabhupada arrived, and he came into the airport, and he came up to the counter where you check the bags in, and I was standing right next to Srila Prabhupada. I think I had the tickets at that time. And the man behind the counter, he wanted to see Srila Prabhupada's ticket, and also he wanted to see what was in his bag. Prabhupada used to carry this little white medicine bag. So he asked Prabhupada, he said, you know, open up that bag. I want to see what's in there. So Prabhupada was fiddling with the little latches there. He couldn't open it. So the man was getting angry. He said, there's many people waiting. Please hurry. Then he became very angry. He said, open that bag. So I reached over the counter and I grabbed the man's thing like this. I said, if you continue to speak to my spiritual master like that, I'm going to punch you in the nose. So Prabhupada looked at me, had a big look on his face. So the man backed off a little bit and he said, so you open it. So I always wanted to see what was in that little white bag. So I realized at that time Krishna fulfills all desires. Prabhupada, I used to care. I always wondered what's in their books. What? So finally, with great eagerness, I said, yes, sir. And I took the ticket open just like that, and I opened it up. And Prabhupada was just sitting there watching. And I looked in, and I was just staring at it for a long time. So the man said, what's in there? I said, medicines. We turned it around. So he said, all right, you two go. So there was a lot of confusion. In the midst of all this, there was this huge kirtan going on, like 500 devotees behind us. And there were also all the other people who were trying to catch this TWA flight to London. We were the first ones to check in. So there's this whole commotion going on. So the man said, all right, you two go. So all of a sudden, I'm walking down the corridor with Srila Prabhupada. And this was the first time I'd ever been alone with Srila Prabhupada. So I was very, very nervous. We went through passport control, and then because of this huge kirtan the devotees had back at the check-in for the luggage, nobody else was getting through. It was just the devotees were there, and the police were trying to remove the devotees so other people could check on. So I look back, and there's just this bundle of confusion there. And the other devotees, I don't remember who was on that plane. I remember Padumna was there, and Bhagavan was there. They were trying to get on, but they couldn't get on. So we're walking alone down this corridor, and Prabhupada starts speaking to me. So he says, name? And I said, Indudumna. So he said, just see, no good qualifications, just rascals. Because of Kali Yuga, they have no good qualities. What do you think, Indudumna? Now, Prabhupada asked me a question, and I was so nervous, I couldn't speak. He said, so what do you think? Yes! I just repeated it. So then Prabhupada said it again. He went on speaking. Yes, yes, de bhakti bhavatiya kinshana savagasta. You're going on according to Sanskrit. No, only a devotee has good qualities, those who are on the material platform, hovering in the... So then he said again, what do you think, Indudumna? So then he asked me the question a second time. Yes! So then he did again. He went on describing how, because of their sinful activities, the meat eating and this and that, I was actually listening at that time. He was describing how they have so many bad qualities, that only when one comes to devotional service can one develop good qualities. And I was listening. And then he asked me the third time, what do you think? and very calmly, and because I'd actually realized that his preaching had actually penetrated into my heart, and I was actually realizing how, because of their sinful activity, they have no good qualities, and only one who takes a devotional service becomes purified. So the third time he said, he looked at me, "What do you think?" I said, "Yes, Śrīla Prabhupāda," and I was convinced at that time. So we got onto the plane, and the devotees had given me, just as we were walking away from the check-in, they'd given me a bag with some of Prabhupada's prasadam. Unfortunately, most of it was missing. They just happened to give me some oranges that were cut, different pieces. So we got onto the plane, and still, I don't remember that anybody else had actually come at that time. We were just checking in, and there were a few people behind us. We sat in the seats, and we were waiting. I was waiting for Prabhupada's servants to come. And Prabhupada looked at me, and he said, "Prasad." So I said, "Śrīla Prabhupāda, there's no prasadam." He said, "What is in the bag?" I said, "Oh, there's some oranges." So he said, "No prasadam?" So I took the oranges out, and they were cut. They were sliced. So I had a little paper plate there. So I put them on the paper plate, and I put them on Prabhupāda's little tray there. And then he began to eat them, and he didn't... Of course, he just sucked on the orange, which he would do. He just sucked on the orange, and he put it back down onto my tray, where I would do just the tray that he put that orange back down there. So he went through about three oranges like that. And then I was just sitting there. I didn't know what to do because I wasn't supposed to be the servant or the secretary, anybody. I was just going to London. And fortunately, I was on the same plane as Śrīla Prabhupāda. So then after a while, he said, "So, you're going to take prasad?" And just like a complete imbecile, I said, "Prabhupāda, there's nothing left." So then, I was so nervous. So then Prabhupada just smiled. He said, "No, there's Maha Maha Prasad." So I was so nervous. I realized, actually, what a fool I was, but there was Maha Prasad. So I just, in my great eagerness, I just took the whole orange peel and put it in my mouth and started chewing. And I went through one, two, three. And my lips were burning. I feel like they were cracking, and tears were coming down my eyes. Like I was chewing, and I was thinking, "How fortunate I am! I have Maha Prasad and Śrīla Prabhupāda." I went through about 10 orange peels like that, and I realized, "Wait a minute, what am I doing?" And my eyes are all red, and I looked over at Śrīla Prabhupāda, and he was going, "He had these eyes as big as just looking at me." Hare Krishna. So then later, Pradyumna came, and I can't remember who was exactly on the plane, but by the time I cleaned everything up, and my lips were still burning like that, I was thinking, I just want to go back to the bathroom and wash my mouth. So we were sitting in the plane. The plane took off. I was a couple of seats away by this time. And I was sitting next to Pradyumna, actually. There was myself, Pradyumna, and then there was Śrīla Prabhupāda. And then they turned the lights off. They announced the movie was going to come on. So I said, "Wow, this is a good chance to show Śrīla Prabhupāda. I don't watch movies because movies are Maya." So I took out my Bhagavad Gita and I put it out a little bit of a distance like that so that if Prabhupāda looked over my way, he'd see that I was reading the Bhagavad Gita. And I noticed that Pradyumna was getting ready to watch the movie. So I was thinking, well, he's going to see the difference now, Maybe he'll take me as his servant or his secretary. So the movie came on, and I didn't even watch it come up. It was really hard. I just was looking at the Bhagavad Gita, and I read the same verse over about 20 times. Then I'd just look up, and I'd look down, and then look up, and then I noticed it was a Charlie Chaplin movie. So I thought, "This is really Maya. This is frivolous acts, things like this." So I was looking, and then looked down, and then I heard Pradyumna laughing. I said, "Just see." He's laughing. Prabhupada's gonna see that he's watching the movie. But look at me. I'm just watching the Bhagavad Gita. So it was about 50 minutes later, and then I heard Prabhupada start to chuckle. He was laughing. And I thought, what's Prabhupada laughing? Why is Prabhupada laughing? And then I looked over, and Prabhupada was watching the movie. And I was going, "Well, I don't understand. Anyway, forget the Bhagavad Gita." I sat back. We all had a good laugh. Charlie, and Prabhupada was actually laughing. You could hear him laughing. He was just going on and on. He was enjoying it so much. So then the movie was over, and then afterwards I started getting some doubts. I was thinking that we're not supposed to go to movies, at least I don't think we are. And that Prabhupada was, so I said to Bunyama, can I speak to you at the back of the plane? I said, I have something to ask you. So he said, well, what's it about? I said, anyway, it's just confidential. Could we speak at the restroom? So he went back to the back of the plane, and I said, I'm a little confused. You know, I thought we weren't supposed to watch the movie. Prabhupada was watching the movie. He said, yeah, I don't understand either. He said, no, you go. I said, no, no, you go. And then he said, you go. We're having this little fight in the back by the restroom, you know. So then finally it's decided he'll go. So he walks down the plane. I'm just watching, and he goes to Prabhupada's seat, and he bends over, and he begins to speak to Srila Prabhupada. So then while Prabhupada's answering him, he's going, oh, yes, yes, yes. So he turns around. He comes back with a big smile on his face. I said, I knew it. Prabhupada had the perfect answer. I can't wait to hear what it is. So finally he came back. I said, what did he say? Why was he watching the movie? And he said, Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna is the source of all original things, and he was seeing that Charlie Chaplin's humor was very original. So Prabhupada said, I was seeing Krishna through the humor of Charlie Chaplin. So I said, that's a great answer. And also he said, Prabhupada also remarked that when he was a little boy, he used to enjoy watching Charlie Chaplin. So I walked back to my seat. I was a little embarrassed that actually I wasn't seeing Krishna in the humor of Charlie Chaplin. I was just seeing Charlie Chaplin. Anyway, after so many hours, we arrived, and we got off the plane. It was a big kirtan, and the devotees received us. So somehow there was some confusion, and Srila Prabhupada had to stay. We couldn't go right outside to the main part of the airport, and we had to stay. There was some confusion, and finally this big, tall devotee, handsome-looking devotee, comes up to me and says, what's your name? And I said, my name's Indradumna. He said, oh, you were on the plane. I said, yeah, and I said to one devotee, I said, who's this person? He said, oh, that's Shyamsundar. And so Shyamsundar said, you have to stay back and wait for Srila Prabhupada's bag. One of his bags has been lost. So I said, well, wait a minute. I've been wanting to come to London for a long time. You know, Bury Place and the devotees, and there's going to be a big reception, and maybe the Beatles are going to be there, and you know, I really want to come for this. He said, no, you stay, and you wait for that bag. So I was thinking, you know, I was so unfortunate. I said, who is this person making me stay back here? You know, it's like my enemy making me stay back. But actually, I realized later it was my best friend, because such a wonderful thing happened afterwards. So I waited. Hours I waited. I was thinking, boy, they're going to have a big kirtan there, and there's going to be a wonderful, there's going to be a big feast, and I'm going to miss Prabhupada's lecture and everything. And I'm the most unfortunate. Plus, it was raining outside, and it was typical, you know, English days, cloudy, rain. I became very depressed. I waited and waited. Finally, they found the bag. So they brought it to me, and it was so heavy I could hardly lift it. So I had to drag that bag. It was full of Prabhupada's books. I dragged it. I took it to the taxi. I said, hey, where do you want to go? I said, take me to 7 Bury, or was it 9 Bury Place? And the man looked at me, something wrong. I said, no, just take me to the temple. You know, and I was so sad, and I finally got to the temple, and then I opened the door. There were no devotees. Everybody was inside, and I dragged that suitcase, you know, out of the car and knocked on the door. It took about 10 minutes for somebody to answer. I got in. I looked around, and obviously everything was over. The devotees were laying around, you know, oh, that was a good feast. Wow. Yeah, that's the best lecture Prabhupada ever gave. This, you know, just walking is what people were saying and laying down. I saw the paper plates there, and they were like, completely finished. They were just like finger marks going through the ghee, you know, and paper cups here, and devotees just lying around. And I said, Prabhus, I said, you know, my name's Indradumna. I just came from America, and I had Prabhupada's suitcase. I said, did you save me any prasadam? And they were looking at each other. We didn't know you were coming. Nothing left. And somebody went to the kitchen. There wasn't nothing, not even a grain of rice left. And I was so depressed. And you should have heard this kirtan. It was a fantastic kirtan. I think, I'm so unfortunate. I said, anyway, I've got Prabhupada's suitcase. Can somebody help me carry it upstairs? And he said, oh, Prabhu, I'm so full. I can't even move. You know, just take it up yourself. I said, boy, this is not my day, you know. I said, all right, I'll take it myself. So I'm all tired. It's so many hours of traveling. I haven't taken a shower. I haven't eaten no prasad. I missed the festival. And then, so the suitcase was so heavy, I had to take it by the handle and drag it up, you know, backwards like this, up the stair. Now, yesterday when we went to the temple, they said that Prabhupada's room was on the first floor. I imagine it was, at that, thinking back, how hard it was to carry that sukha, I always imagine, I hadn't been to Buri Place in 20 years, I imagine that building was like 16 stories high. And all I remember is going up these stairs, maybe 16, when I tell this story, I usually say it's like Prabhupada's room was on the 10th floor or something. That just shows how tired I was. But anyway, I guess it was the first floor, and I picked it up, and then again, and then again, and finally I get to Prabhupada's room. And again, just being a neophyte devotee, I don't even knock. It's someone says, this is Prabhupada's room. I just open the door, and I walk in, and I'm dragging a suitcase backwards, like this. I'm sweating, cursing, and nobody wants to help me carry the suitcase, and this old prasadam. And all of a sudden, Prabhupada's servant was Nanda Kumar. He says, watch out, you're going to hit Srila Prabhupada. So I turned around, and there was Srila Prabhupada, just like the glowing sun. You know, Prabhupada was just there all fresh. He just finished a shower. He'd just come out of the shower, and he didn't have his shirt on. He was sort of glowing. And this is dhoti. He's just tying his dhoti. And I turned around, and I thought I'd made a great offense, because I came in without knocking, and I didn't, I almost bumped into Prabhupada. And I was just shocked, so I went down on the ground immediately, and I started chanting, Namo Om Vishnu Badaya Krishna Bhastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swaman Iti. And at the nominee, whack! Right there. I can still feel it right here. This big slap on my back. And then Prabhupada, he said something. And I'm on the ground, I'm thinking, wow, Prabhupada slapped me on the back. Wow, Prabhupada. I didn't know if I was supposed to be happy or miserable. Maybe he was chastising me or I don't know what. But anyway, he slapped me on the back. And I was just, and then Prabhupada, I could see his toes were still there. I was looking, he didn't move. So I was so afraid to get up. Namaste, Saraswati Devi. And Prabhupada was quite strong. Many of those remarking how Prabhupada was so, although he was elderly, he was so youthful and full of energy. And I can tell you frankly, that was the slap of a young man. Whack, right at my back. So I got through all the prayers, and then Prabhupada's toes were still there. I just stayed down there. I was afraid to get up. And finally, the toes went away. And Prabhupada, I imagined he went back into the bathroom. So I stood up holding my back, and I was just completely aghast. I looked at Nanda Kumar, and this was after some minutes, 2 minutes, and he was standing there, his mouth, he was looking like that. And I looked at him like, and he said, Prabhupada slapped you on the back. I said, yeah, I know. He said he slapped you on the back. I never saw that before. I said, yeah, well, he said something to me. What did he say? He said, oh, he said it was so wonderful what Prabhupada said. I said, tell me what he said. So he said to you, there's so much endeavor, so much trouble in this material world, but when I take you back to the spiritual world, everything will be easy and sublime. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
So I said, I couldn't believe my ears, so I said, what did he say? He said, so much endeavor, so much trouble in this material world, but when I take you back to the spiritual world, everything will be easy and sublime. So then I saw all the just some inconvenience that we'd undergone. Actually, a couple of years later in Paris, when Srila Prabhupada came, he noticed how much work and service all the devotees had done to get the temple together and so forth. So he sat on the Vyasasana. He began his lecture by saying, thank you very much for undergoing so much inconvenience on my behalf. Then he paused. He said, actually, there's no inconvenience in devotional service. It's all devotional service. So many times after that, you know, when we went to France and we helped establish different centers and we were preaching, sometimes it would become difficult. There were many obstacles to the preaching and different things would happen, become very difficult. Whenever it gets really difficult, remember one time on Sankirtan, devotees had attacked, or the karmis had attacked our Sankirtan party and they'd stolen our books and the police arrested us as the culprits. And so I was just sitting there thinking, I closed my eyes, just remember when Srila Prabhupada would ever get hard, I remember those words by Srila Prabhupada, that there's so much trouble in this material world, but then when he takes us back to Godhead, everything will be easy and sublime. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Srila Prabhupada ki.